This is the Riot Podcast for Wednesday, January 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2017.
See, aren't you glad? If we didn't have daily podcasts, could we give you the date? No. I mean, we could, but it'd be for the one podcast we were sending out. But now we can daily do it.
Every single day, which we don't, but we decided to today.
Well, it also depends on when you're listening to this. But this is for when we were on the 25th.
Today's podcast a little longer than usual. A lot of that having to do with the showers at the gym. And
here's a topic you can get in on.
I don't want to spoil anything. Just want you to know it's out there. And yes, if you as a podcast listener feel like you missed out, one of your best bets would be, well, you know what, just go to riot.radiou.com. There you can find us on Twitter, Facebook. You can even email us. Email? But yes, you can. riot@radiou.com.
And make sure you let us know if you have any stories based on what you're going to hear soon.
Yes. Also in the podcast today, Ted Cruz, comfort grenades, United Airlines.
That's my comfort grenade.
Twinkies, cheating on Alexa. And freestyle machines, Tuesday night sword practice.
Plenty, all the good stuff.
Plenty of stuff.
All
I'm
the good
starving,
stuff.
Starving, by the way.
Starving for?
Did you? Georgia gold chicken.
Does that make it in here?
Yeah, it's in
we
here.
We were talking about KFC. They have a new flavor, like their Nashville hot chicken, which we really like. They're having a new version called Georgia Gold, which will be out on Sunday. And so ever since then, well, even before then, we're not going to lie. We've been hungry, like really, really, really hungry.
I'm starving. Like it actually hit me, I want to say about 10 minutes. What's that?
You want a protein bar? It's a cookie dough protein bar.
Is it any good?
Not really. I only like cookie dough protein bars. I get the ones at Costco and they come with cookie dough, 15 cookie dough and 15 brownie. But I don't like the brownie. So I only eat the cookie dough and I have like 4 boxes of brownies at home.
Just bring them in. I'll eat them.
You could. Oh, yeah. But for this, I found them on sale on Amazon, and it's a box of nothing but cookie dough ones.
And I thought, like, good times are here again.
No brownie stuff. But I don't like them as much. So I'll eat them, but I am not as happy.
Is that why you're offering me one? You're like, here, you can have one.
Yeah, you want half of it? You want the rest? I don't like it.
That's too. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of Ace.
Oh, yeah. I used to work here at Radio U.
What the heck? We'll just give you a bonus story here. We had a guy that used to work here at Radio U, and he went on.
He was the best.
Like, what was a high protein diet or whatever? So, like, no carbs?
Atkins. Yeah, okay. He was on Atkins.
And so he would order a pizza and just eat the top,
or
like, no bread.
Or you go through, like, the drive through and you get, like, 15 hamburgers, but only eat the beef.
Right. And so then he comes in, and what's funny is he talked to me about it, like, I was the problem. Like, I'm going to show you. You just wait till you see what I got. You're going to be so jealous, you know, talking a big talk. He bought this box of like 30 high protein, no carb, whatever.
Weren't they like apple spice or something like that?
No,
apple
I thought
cinnamon?
They were some kind of chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. Okay.
And it was funny because
he thought they were going to be amazing.
Oh, I know. And I sat not far from him. And so you could smell it. Like when he opened it, you could smell it. That's already not a good sign. Okay. Then I come over, I hear the ruffling of the paper, rustle. Yeah. And then after a while, I come around the corner, I look, and Ace has taken like 2 bites, and he has the most dejected look on his face ever. He hated them. He didn't eat any more of them.
No, really?
Yeah, he
I'll
ate
eat the
of
rest,
them.
But man, I don't like it.
Force feed yourself a gross cookie dough protein bar.
That's no cookie dough I want.
Just to let you know, there are birthday cake.
Oh, the cookies
in the break room.
I saw.
So, I mean, you could have fake cookie dough with lots of protein or
real cookies.
I got a straight sugar cookie in there for you.
Well, enjoy this podcast. You guys have a really, really good day. And you can always, again, connect with us through riot.radiou.com. There's our Facebook, other interviews, and our blog is there, too.
It is The Riot.
This is some of the worst Riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like, worse than that. It's the worst of The Riot.
Look, in our lives, I think we all have conversations that we don't forget. I have a conversation that I have been playing over and over in my head for a couple of years now. It was me sitting across the table from a friend of mine, and he was telling me about his girlfriend, and I knew they'd been having problems. And he said, well, we've just decided that we're not going to lie to each other anymore. And it stands out as one of my favorite conversations that I've ever had, because the more I think about that conversation, I just think, well, yeah, I like to start my relationships in that place.
With not lying, sure.
I like to start right there with the not lying thing. But you know what? That was something he had to discover on his own, that lying is not a great idea in relationships, maybe in life. And this is the thing that I got to thinking about as I was thinking about this idea of not lying. It's funny, God already had been telling people up until that point to not lie. But this guy had to go out and figure that out on his own, how it was really a great idea to not lie. And so here's something to think about. If God already had the great idea, you know what? Lying is just not going to be working for you. And he spent all of these failed months or whatever leading up to finally reaching that conclusion after his girlfriend had lied to him. And then I assume he had lied to her. And then eventually they were like, this lying thing doesn't work. It hurts my feelings. I don't like it. So if God got one thing right that he had to figure out on his own, you might begin to ask yourself, is there anything else that maybe God already has figured out that I could skip the pain and agony of discovering on my own? It's just a thought, something for you to think about. So today, rather than discovering on your own all of these very difficult things that you could end up working through, lying. What about stealing? I just figured out stealing is bad. They stole something from me, and now it seems like a very bad idea. Again, these are just examples of things that you could skip learning on your own. I'm telling you, God's smarter than you give him credit. If you don't have a relationship with him, think about it. Talk to him today. Talk to somebody that knows something about Jesus. Or just jump in both feet. Say, Jesus, I want you in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. And I want to have a relationship with you. Lying's no good. What else have you got? He's got some other things.
It's the Riot.
We forgot to tell you, we have superpowers.
On Radio U.
So it all starts with this, Deadspin. You know, are they?
They're
like a gossip, gawker thing, aren't they?
Basically.
Or are they more news? Whatever.
There's not really a line anymore between the two.
That's a good point, actually. So Deadspin, they're a website, blog. They put out this thing, this tweet, and also an article saying, send us proof of Ted Cruz playing basketball. So apparently Ted Cruz has been trying to get other Republicans to show up for a weekly basketball game. And word on the street is that he's pretty good at basketball. And so they say, again, this is Deadspin, that because of all the hurtful things that were said during the election, that Ted Cruz is a little on the outs with some of his fellow Republicans. He's trying to repair relationships. He feels like basketball is the answer.
That's the way to do it.
So Deadspin's like, says, it's a hard 4 years. Somebody send us proof. We need it. So Ted Cruz tweets back at them that picture of that guy from Duke.
Who looks like Ted Cruz.
Looks like Ted Cruz. And
a younger one, but yes, Ted Cruz.
If you've been paying attention, you know that there's
known.
This guy and whatever. So he tweets it back at Deadspin and says, what do I win? And their response is, go eat
blank.
Bleak.
Can't tell you what that word is.
To which he immediately responded with an Anchorman meme, boy, that escalated quickly. And
Internet went crazy.
The internet went nuts because Ted Cruz owned them so badly on Twitter. So badly.
It's why we still keep Twitter. It's why.
If you haven't seen it, you just have to go and look at it because it's one of those things that's difficult for Nikki and I to just describe, but the internet has responded and there's something beautiful about it. The worst thing that Deadspin could have done is to respond
like they did
so crassly.
Yeah.
Where they obviously don't like Ted Cruz. They've been trying to dig at him, but there's that veneer of social nicety that allows them to dig without, you know, being mean. They jumped straight to mean, which allowed him to go, gee, what's wrong with you? Boom.
In front of everybody.
Ted Cruz couldn't have paid Deadspin to respond better and make him look better.
I also like that someone changed the Deadspin wiki page to say it's a sports website owned by Ted Cruz. That was originally launched by Gawker Media. So someone went ahead and changed that too.
Yikes. That's a rough one, dude. So whoever runs Deadspin's Twitter account,
This lady, and if you also look, she's been posting pictures of like people that have sent her memes and stuff about just how she, this is like her worst day ever. Yeah.
And she's trying to recover.
But she can't. I mean, it's a mess.
My question is this, Nikki, you're in charge of Deadspin.
Yeah.
It's you. And you've seen this unfold. And if I look at the hour timestamp kind of stuff, it was late last night.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't been back in the office yet.
No.
So do you have a meeting or do you just walk past and go, don't do that. Like, don't
do it again. I think it'd be probably more like that, but it's weird because yes, people are talking about Deadspin and I don't normally talk about them.
I never do.
So you have that side of it.
It has to be driving traffic for them. It has to be.
Yes, but she was crushed so badly in that. So I really can't tell you. It's not good. Deadspin, it looks ridiculous, but
it really does.
But I also don't follow him on Twitter, so maybe that happens frequently. Who knows?
Yeah, I have no idea. And just to be clear, I am not, at the end of this conversation, I still am not going to be following Deadspin or Ted Cruz.
But I appreciate what went down.
I really do.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
If there's anything that Nikki and I have discovered sitting in this room paying attention to the internet, it's this. You have to explicitly spell things out for people. You can't expect them to get it.
Because if you are expecting them to get it, then they're going to get it wrong.
So that's why Nikki and I are taking the following minutes to remind you that you cannot bring a grenade, fake or otherwise, on your flight today.
Sorry. So, I'm sorry that you thought you could.
And I know what you're saying. Like, well, this is my comfort grenade. I have to take it with me everywhere because I get nervous. And so when I clutch the grenade in my hands, that's how I feel better.
Oh, I just wish someone had that. Here's your comfort grenade paperwork.
I understand what you're saying when you say that, because, you know, Henry Cavill has a comfort dog when he flies. Superman with a comfort dog. But you know what? Nobody judges. But all of a sudden, here you come with your comfort grenade and everybody's running.
So someone brought one on a plane or tried to?
Yeah. Charleston, West Virginia, yesterday morning, John Gray Goody Koontz of Bridgeport, West Virginia, ended up being issued a citation for carrying a prohibited item into the sterile part of the airport.
Where's that at?
First off, if we're talking about medically sterile, they don't have that.
That's a lie.
They do not have that. So just to be clear, I think they mean the security zone. Yeah. And then also transporting or possession of a hoax bomb. He said, look, this is a grenade. Apparently it was a quote unquote real grenade, but it didn't have any explosives in it. So it was
didn't
like an old grenade.
No. Yes.
You don't think it was missing with the pin? It was fine.
No, so it wasn't like a grenade lighter or something, like a joke thing. It was one, but just one that wasn't working.
So it ended up shutting the airport down for about 30 minutes, causing several flight delays. Now that's where I'm going to get angry.
You don't arrest him or charge him like that. You just leave him in the center of the airport with all the people that had to wait the 30 minutes.
Exactly. And tell them, like, hey, everybody, you're missing your connection because
this man brought his comfort grenade.
Mr. Goody Koontz brought a grenade with him.
You've got 30 minutes. We're sorry to impose more time that you have to wait, but 30 minutes, and then you're not clogging up the justice system anymore.
30 minutes, and we're just going to
turn
our
backs
here.
And then we'll just go ahead and resume our flights.
Hey, Bob, could you shut the cameras off? Okay, now we'll be back in 30.
Is that so wrong? I mean, now the problem's taken care of. Instead of, like, with our justice system, it'd be 4 or 5 years.
Hand him back the grenade, like, here, you're going to need this for comfort later. Yeah. So, hey, just a heads up, again, explicitly stating grenades of any kind, fake or otherwise, comfort or just plain old grenade,
they are not allowed.
You can't bring that into the airport. Sorry.
They actually shouldn't be able to bring that anywhere.
Well, you know, the war.
Hey. Okay. He's not involved in a war.
Some people think coffee is overrated. Then again, some people think Gotham is a good show. It's The Riot on Radio U.
You know, speaking of not bringing grenades to airport, it kind of strikes right at the heart of where I'm at right now. And that is United Airlines is the worst airline in the history of mankind and forever and ever, amen.
Now, that's not their official slogan.
United Airlines, the worst airline in the history of mankind.
Forever and ever, amen. That's not what they like to go by.
No, but I have a petition.org. I want you to sign my petition
to change their name.
Sign a law to force them to legally change their name to that.
You've had some problems with them actually having their flights.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, it's really easy to sell tickets for flights.
You can
it's
do that. You can get to the airport to get to their gate.
I want you to know that right now, I could sell you tickets to a flight right now. Absolutely. But it's having the flight.
That seems to be the problem.
That's the really difficult thing for them. So I was supposed to fly to Oregon for Christmas. That got absolutely nixed. Like, did not get to go on vacation. They refunded my money. I have never in the history of all my flying, and I've done plenty, ever had an airline just say, we're going to have to refund your money.
They just gave up.
They completely gave up. They're just like, you know what? You're never flying here. Just have your money. Okay. Here's the money. Thank you. So they gave me my money back. Well, what ends up happening is family from Oregon flew to visit me. I took them to the airport yesterday to fly United.
The
worst airline in the history of mankind forever and ever. Amen.
Yes.
So I took them to the airport for that. Wisely did not just leave. So got them in, settled. I'm sitting there. I'm just looking and I'm like, no. Nope.
You're not getting on a plane.
I don't even know why you're talking to these people. Like, just let's just leave now. It'll be easier. There's a McDonald's right down here. Let's just go eat. You're not leaving. Forget about it. So no, they didn't leave.
The plane didn't even make it.
The plane didn't make it. What do you mean it didn't make it?
The plane never even got to the airport to pick up the people to then go somewhere.
Yeah, so. I mean, the funny thing is they're supposed to fly out today, but that's just something you say.
Please don't tell United what to do, okay?
Look. What are you? You're saying, sure, they can ride on the plane, on the wing. Well, I'll let one of them. Okay, we're going to strap one to the wing, and the other one can ride in the bathroom the whole time. But
you're getting there.
They have to stay in there while other people use it.
Now, still only one carry-on if you're still going to the wing.
You're
going
to have to pay for that, okay? Or you put it under your seat. If you can't put it under your seat, I'm going to have to charge you to check it. That's the way it works.
What do you mean there's no seat on the wing?
What? Well, I guess you're out of luck then. The rules are the rules.
So no good luck with that recently.
United, the worst airline in the history of mankind forever and ever. Amen. Yeah. That's my experience anyway.
Now there's a lot of others in the running, so don't you get a big head all the other airlines who think that, oh, he likes us now. Nope, you're all just as bad.
The thing in the middle of all of this that I feel like has made the most sense is that when I was booking airfare, and they were booking airfare, United was the cheapest by far. Like, they were just the cheapest. And now I get that, because they had never planned on actually having the flight. So if you're not going to have the flight, you can just charge
pass
whatever
on
you
the
want
savings.
For it. Right to us.
Come on.
It was like, hey, Delta wants $600, but I can fly United for $350. Well, I mean, you can buy a ticket
to get
for
on
United
it.
For $350, but I mean, like,
Delta's charging more because the plane actually leaves.
Yeah, that's why Delta's so expensive. They actually fly.
We save the worst of the ride for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
Your question of the morning, X-Men. They're going to have a TV show. So wait. Nikki and I worked really hard to find
X-Men music.
Yeah.
That would be.
Just wanted the.
Noticeable.
Yeah.
It's hard to find that.
It's not as easy to get hold of as I thought. So. Your question of the morning, what is the name of Professor X's school where the mutants go to school?
You've got David. He was first with your correct answer.
David, what's your answer?
It is the School for Gifted Youngsters.
You are correct, sir.
Very now, good.
David, when I tell you that they're going to have an X-Men TV show, do you care?
A loaded question.
Well, I do remember the 90s one, like with the theme music that you were playing. So, yeah, kind of care. It'd be interesting to see how they, I guess, reboot that whole thing. or okay. if they decide to go with a different arc.
Oh, David, thanks for humoring Obi.
You know, Nikki.
Oh, hey, you nerds got to stick together, Nikki.
Oh, no, you guys are fine.
All right, David, thanks for calling.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you.
You guys see how ugly it gets in here, but it's cool.
Whatever.
That's just, what's funny is like, that's just like a little bit what comes out on the air.
Oh, is that the tip of the iceberg?
Yeah, let's just put a microphone in here for when the microphones are off. And then we'll see the hurtful things that
it
get said.
It goes both ways.
Oh, yeah. I'm over here like, Nikki, can I help you? And she's like, you can shut up about the X-Men because they suck.
But that'd be never.
It's cool. Like, don't worry about it. So they were, this is for Fox, like not cable broadcast Fox. They were originally getting ready to make an X-Men show. So it wouldn't be about the X-Men, but it would take place in the X-Men universe. Does that sound familiar to anyone?
It's kind of like any broadcast show version of a popular comic series.
It's like, hey, what if we took this show that had all these interesting characters, but we take the most interesting character out, but we leave all the other ones in? I think they call it Gotham.
Because that's movie licensing. They get the big ones. And then they'll try to set it in a younger universe, too.
Yeah, well,
like, what was it like in high school?
So, originally, it was going to be Hellfire, which, if you know the X-Men stuff, it would have been at the Hellfire Club, which is a bunch of bad guys. Baddies. Okay? So, there's that.
Do they even know?
That they're bad? They should look at their logo.
That'll tell them.
They'll figure it out.
That'll tell them.
So, there's that. So that's not going to pan out. So they say they have now switched gears, and this is a show, again, it's not an X-Men show. It's a show that happens in the X-Men universe. So it's about parents that are not mutants, that have a kid that is a mutant, and they are trying to hide him from the government and something, 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 whatever. So that's what it's going to be about. They're forced to go on the run from the government and end up joining an underground mutant network, which means we'll get, like, one appearance from Professor X, like, on a TV screen.
That's it.
Like, be like,
from a clip from a movie that they've already done.
He gives us hope, and he makes too much money for these appearances, so we don't get to see him very often.
Well, first off, you know how to sell it. Okay, I wasn't excited about the X-Men show before, but now we are.
It's just that thing where your parents are like, hey, you're going to get pizza. By the way, it's vegan pizza where we've taken all the gluten out, too. And, oh, and it's not even real tomatoes. And at the end of the day, you're like, but Mom, this is a salad. It's pizza salad. It is.
Did you get how it is? That's what Fox is. It Fox?
It's not even pizza salad. It's just kale.
That's worse. It's worse.
Don't you love? But you love pizza, Mom. It's kale. No, it's pizza. Enjoy your pizza. You love pizza.
You're gonna really like it. So it's Fox doing that?
Yeah, that's Fox. We're gonna take all the parts you love away and then give you a part you don't like at all. But we'll still call it the thing you like. Yes, Gotham.
Chainsaw, pickaxe, shotgun, ammo, flashlight, pipe bomb, Twinkie. What am I missing? Ah, the Riot. Radio U.
Nikki and I both have afflictions, problems. I think we've established that, and we don't need to discuss Nikki's problem, but we can put mine on the table right now. I am ready to buy something.
I saw your tweet. Was it yesterday where you're like, I want to buy something?
Let's buy something.
I find myself afflicted with that too, where you just get this urge. You're like, I really want something for me.
I think it is
what do I want?
It's like a historical problem, or let me say it another way. It's a calendar problem. We reach this point in the calendar year, and I'm ready to buy something. And that's pathetic because, okay, we just had Christmas, and then
we got so used to that.
You, like, just stuff.
Yeah, I feel like now I was just sad the other day when I would go to the front door and there wasn't anything.
No packages.
Because you go through December where you got a lot of stuff coming.
Yeah.
Whether it's not even gifts for you, it could be a gift for somebody else, but it was delivered to your house.
Hey,
packages. And then you had to wrap it.
Yeah, I got nothing. Nothing at all.
So what do you want to buy?
I don't know. What should we get?
Well,
Whatever. Let's get something.
I feel like we have to narrow it down a little bit.
And there is the problem.
So I don't know which category we want to go with.
I just don't want anything. Like, I mean, I do. I want to buy something.
Well, you're content in what you have for the most part.
I guess, whatever. But, like, I just want us to, I want us to spend some money on something.
Well, I'll look at Slick Deals. Maybe we could buy something cheap.
Yeah, something there. I just want to feel that rush, you know?
Okay, then when you say it like that,
those
then
endorphins,
people listening are like, well, there's the problem.
I want to get a really good deal, and I want to get a package on the porch. But I want it to be something that I feel like I want, even though I think we all know I'm not going to use it at all.
If not, are we talking like you need to feel that rush, so then you start buying things and just returning them?
Yeah.
So it's like you just get the rush and then you don't have to have the financial responsibility.
Everything you've said seems reasonable.
Okay.
Like, I feel fine about that.
Well, I'll look and see if there's something.
Hey, my dad said order a black t-shirt with a pocket.
We don't like pockets.
No, it's all right. I just use it as an undershirt, probably.
Okay.
To wear under a flannel.
Sure, that's a good idea.
Do you guys wear a shirt under your flannel? I wear a shirt under my flannel.
Yeah.
Like, I don't just wear a flannel. You got to put
that's
something.
That's crazy.
That, it seems just crazy to me, but like, I mean, I'm sure.
Maybe different body types, like different ways with it, but I think most people wear a shirt under a flannel.
Well, my thing is, like, if you wear enough shirts, then it looks a little flatter and less rounded, so you keep putting shirts on until you get straight lines.
And then you look like you really work out, like yeah. You just got really, you're really built.
Forearms seem a little skinny, but other than that, I mean, he seems like he's
getting muscles.
I mean, he's at the very least, he's puffy.
I see you can get a Pepperidge Farm Milano cookie tub. Do you want some Milano cookies?
I have another problem that surfaces this time of year. That
cookie eating
may or may not be related to, like, we should buy something.
Sure.
I guess.
Okay, well, I'll push that aside, but it's only $6.80.
Well, that's not bad.
So you can have a
what's
whole
the shipping situation here? Is it an add-on item? Is it free shipping?
It says free shipping.
Okay. I mean, that's something at least, but Nikki, I think we're going to have to wait. I think the answer is to not buy something, even though I think we really should. I've got one gift card left.
Oh, from Christmas? We'll keep waiting.
Okay.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
I want to talk about things that could lead you to need to go to the gym.
What would that be?
Twinkies ice cream.
I think I want to clap.
You know what? There it is.
I don't know
what
to do with this.
There it is.
I always think I'm going to like Twinkies, and then they're just all right.
Until we get into the...
Oh, the white chocolate covered?
Covered Twinkies.
Yes.
When you get into a covered Twinkie, now you're really into something. When it's coated in a chocolate white or even a dark chocolate, it's still
No, we like those better. We loved the white chocolate...
white chocolate peppermint.
White chocolate peppermint ones from the winter, the ones that they had a recall on.
The recall, yeah.
But we don't care. Man, those were good.
They were so good. So good. So apparently this has been known that Hostess is moving into an ice cream flavor phase
of
their development.
Yeah, they're working with Nestle to offer three varieties of ice cream. So you have cupcakes, snowballs, and Twinkies. So Twinkies ice cream will have sponge cake pieces in it.
So those are supposed to show up at Dollar General's and a few other places between February and May of this year. But apparently, they're starting to creep out because there are photos of them in the wild.
Already?
Yeah. You know, it occurs to me we've never had an ice cream taste test in here.
No, we haven't done that.
One time, we had a friend that worked at Cold Stone Creamery.
Oh, yes.
And we had the wasabi ginger ice cream, which was a huge mistake, as wasabi always is, even in an ice cream flavor. But we've never, of our own accord, gone out, bought ice cream, and brought it in. And you know what? I think that you and I could be really onto something if we started a breakfast ice cream craze.
Branching out, we could do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So Twinkies ice cream. What do you think that flavor is? Because classically, a Twinkie is banana flavored, but
it's probably vanilla ice cream with just Twinkie
just
pieces
yellow
in it. Yeah.
Oh, so you're thinking chunks of Twinkie.
I think it has chunks of Twinkie in it.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe it does.
It does. I'm looking at a picture of it.
Okay. So.
And by chunks, it's like any other ice cream company where they're like, here's a tiny little dot.
A chunk we need a shaving.
It's like, don't you see it in there? Like, no, I don't see it. It's
Look
there.
Closer.
We promise it's there.
It's there. You're getting approximately 10 hundredths of an ounce in every tub.
You're getting huge chunks of whatever flavors in there. And you're like, no, I'm not.
Well,
that's okay.
I'm just telling you, I don't think this ice cream's going to be very good. I'm just not feeling it.
So, Hostess, be looking for the Hostess ice cream. So, cupcakes, Twinkies, and snowballs.
Yes, indeed. So, if you want to pass some over here, go ahead and I'll try it. I mean, for you guys, for the show, for the people.
How do you get the Riot to take a unicorn seriously?
He's got a donut on his horn.
Now you have our attention. It's the Riot on Radio U.
Yesterday, I went to the gym, humble brag. And when I was done at the gym, I was soaked with sweat. Not humble brag, because if you spent any time with me, you would know that when I climbed the steps to the gym, I was soaked with sweat.
It's not a like out of shape thing. He just sweats more.
I am a prolific sweater. It's a gift. Some people are good at things like designing buildings, making money, being beautiful. I'm really good at sweating. So, you know what? We don't get to pick our gifts. We just have to celebrate them. So that's what I'm doing. So got done and I'm ready to head back to Radio U and I go in to take a shower. And that's when I round the corner to the showers and I notice that someone has plastic down.
Yeah. Did someone die?
And I'm just like, oh, that can't be good. And then I go around the corner and there are a couple of guys that I'd never seen before. And there's a lot of plastic.
Oh, the cleanup crew?
And I was like, hey, so the showers are closed. And he's like, oh, yeah, showers are closed, man. Sorry. I was like, tomorrow? Oh, maybe. And that was it. No more explanation.
No,
just showers
no details.
Are closed. And so, you know what? I thought, I was like, daggone it. So I took my towel and I wet it down and I just kind of wiped off because, you know, still had to come back.
Sure.
Got myself as cleaned up as possible, little cologne, and headed back to work. And then when I got in my car, it occurred to me, wait a minute, wait. The showers are closed. Now, my first thought was like, great. You know what? They're getting that deep cleaning that I really feel like, look, the gym cares. They need that cleaning. That is great.
Or
fantastic.
Maybe they're updating them to a new style or something.
And these are all proactive thoughts.
Yeah.
All proactive thoughts. These are good things. That's so exciting. But then it occurred to me, wait. What if cleaning the shower is not them being proactive at all? What if they're reacting? What if something happened in that room that's so terrible and so awful that they had to close down the showers and not let anyone else in for fear of a lawsuit?
It was so bad they had to put plastic down.
They had to put plastic down, Nikki. Why did they have plastic down? Why is there plastic down?
Probably drywall or something came down.
Maybe.
But then the question is, why
Maybe.
Did it come down?
Because, I mean, my thing is this, is like the showers are one thing over from
yeah.
the stalls.
Ugh.
And those are, like, that's terrifying. But I've never seen plastic down over there. I've never seen that I had to put plastic down.
Normally you see, what was it when you were in school, like the sawdust stuff?
Yeah.
Like if someone got sick or something
mm-hmm.
and they had
come
an
on.
Emergency cleanup.
All right. Well, here's my question to you guys then. I want to know, because I can't be the only one. I want you to tell me what you've seen at the gym. How, like,
in the locker room?
It can be in the locker room. It can be upstairs. I want you to tell me. Now, listen, this is not a space for fat jokes. I make my own fat jokes about me and not other people. That's fine. This is a space for what you've
stuff?
Seen. The scary stuff. The bring in the hazmat people stuff. That's what I want to know about. I want you to call me or text me 877-2-RADIO-U, or you can be like Brooke. You can tweet at us at Radio U.
I know no good will come out of these stories.
I just want to know what you've seen. And I know people have seen things.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
I've been thinking a lot, actually, and I need your help. I was at the gym yesterday. They had the showers closed and plastic down. And I want to know what the heck could have possibly
I love your
happened.
Mind because you're like, what could it be? Oh, I want to hear what's the worst people I've seen.
Jerome said that he thought it could have been a Taco Bell cleanse gone wrong. That actually seems super reasonable to me because I saw lots of bottles of water. And you guys know when you're having a Taco Bell cleanse, I say put newspaper down, but if you got plastic, that works too.
And you got to hydrate.
Yeah, and then you definitely want to have a bottle of water in there. Maybe a whole case. I don't know. It depends on, you know, where you're at. So my question was, what is the worst thing that you've seen happen at the gym? And
I can't even read that. None of these you can read.
You can't read
these
that?
These are all too private and too personal.
Come on,
don't
no.
even.
Yeah.
Don't make it gross.
One time, I'll say in the locker room at the YMCA, I heard someone having a very hard time in the stall next to me.
Oh, my God.
The kind of sounds that made me think she shouldn't have been at the gym at all.
Oh, you're just too sick.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what my personal horror story is before I get into anybody else's. I went one day, and typically I try to go to the bathroom before I get to the gym. And wait, what's wrong, Nikki? Look, I'm not going to.
This is too private.
So I went into the stalls, which are before you get to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say what, but I'll just tell you this. I went to the first stall and opened the door.
Oh, yeah. And you can't. You got to go there.
And it was like not the best. And I thought, well, I'll just go to the next one. And what I saw behind door number two.
Fitting.
I know.
Fitting it was door number two.
Was so horrific and awful that in that moment, I decided I was never going to do that again.
Open up the bathroom door?
I was never going to the bathroom there again.
Sure.
Ever. Like, gosh. Under no circumstances was that going to happen. So, Dean says, one time I saw a man on the pec deck machine, and he made his pecs dance and was giggling as he was looking at his chest. I don't know, Dean. Doesn't seem that weird.
What's worse, door number two or the pec dance?
Doesn't seem that weird, Dean. I don't know. What's the big deal?
Dean, I actually prefer yours. Yours is nice.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
So,
did you see Carl's text message? You need to pull his up.
Just to be clear, Carl. Okay. How about this? Carl says, yay, poop stories in the morning.
With an exclamation point.
Three exclamation points. I have not said any words.
You said door number two.
It wasn't my fault. It was the second door. That's not my fault. I didn't do that. I just, after the second door, I didn't have the courage to open the third one.
Got to see what was actually in there.
No.
Yeah, but by this way of asking the question of, okay, what's the worst thing you've seen at the gym or the locker room or something?
Yeah.
What do you think? It's going to be mostly centered around that.
Okay, look. Yesterday I went to the gym. They had plastic down, and there were men I'd never seen before telling me not to go back there.
But now,
the showers weren't open.
Lisa texted and said they were probably retiling. Because the gym you're going to is they've been all retiling and redoing.
Yeah, okay. That seems like a real reasonable reason to put down.
It does. Plastic?
Plastic.
And
bring in people I've never seen before and
workers.
Close the showers down. That's ridiculous.
That seems like the actual answer.
They were obviously from the CDC. Now, I know it wasn't a murder because there were no cops. Because I asked him, I said, are you a cop? You have to tell me if you're a cop.
I have to disclose that.
And he didn't say.
I don't know.
All right. I've got Mark in Oklahoma City. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing today?
Doing wonderful.
Good.
Now, Mark, I asked for weird things you've seen at the gym. What have you seen?
Okay, so it happened about 2 weeks ago. I was working out kind of by the front counter by the gym, and this guy came in and started asking where the flexing room was.
Yeah, come on.
And the sweet little girl was like, the flexing room? He's like, yeah, you know, so you can watch yourself flex in the mirror and take your shirt off. And she was like, oh, we don't have one of those.
Not an official
one.
And
then he just got, yeah. And she was like, he got so mad. He went over to the dumbbells, picked up one of the fives, threw it against the mirrors and just stormed out.
Do you think that was like he was filming it? Because it seems like that's some
like
sort of joke.
Yeah,
like a stunt thing. Yeah. That's it. It seems more like a stunt.
It had to have been. Because either he had been working out there and knew they didn't have one. Surely this wasn't his first time in there.
Sure.
Wait, okay. But Mark, here's my question, though. All right. Did he look like he was the kind of guy that deserved a flexing room?
Oh, you mean was he really built?
Was he a big dude?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. He was huge.
Okay.
He was huge.
But see, with bodybuilding, they really do go in, oil up a little bit, and start the flexing.
They can have some rage.
Yeah,
perhaps that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't a stunt.
Could have just been angry. We all have those days.
It was real to him.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, Mark, thanks for calling, dude. Stay in the gym.
Will do. Y'all be good.
Bye.
All right, take care. Be good, Nikki. He just told you to be. He was obviously talking to you.
Dude, you were one step from being like little lady.
He told you to be good. And just to be clear, look at that. Somebody
that
called.
That wasn't about,
did
you know
they
what?
They have a, to quote Nikki, a number two story.
Well, everybody else has been tweeting at Radio U. A lot of those have revolved around
the bathroom. I will tell you that I think my favorite one is Brooke. Brooke actually tweeted at me earlier and she says, I said, what's the weirdest thing you've seen at the gym? And Brooke said, vomit. Unfortunately, I'm convinced it was mac and cheese.
That's a shame. I wonder if you can eat mac and cheese afterwards. You know, like one time
Oh, it's perfect. You're carbo loading.
No, I got sick on a 7-layer bean dip when I was a kid.
I see what you mean.
And like, I can't eat that stuff anymore.
You just can't have it.
Because you've always had that memory. And I wonder if that poor person who maybe got sick after working out at the gym can't have mac and cheese, because that's a shame.
Yeah, that's a good call. Two summers ago, I got sick for almost like a week after eating at this hot burrito place. I've never been back.
Can't have another hot burrito, can you?
I was sick for like 6 days. It was the worst. I was eating toast to survive.
Toast and like a banana.
Black coffee, water.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it.
Radio U.
So we have been talking about terrible gym stories this morning. People have been calling, of course. Also heard from you guys on Twitter. I asked for actually weird things that you've seen at the gym. Bristol said protein shakes.
Sure, I guess.
Hey, you know what?
Is that code for like someone threw up?
Well, that's what I thought too.
Like, is that gym talk?
Maybe it's a gym euphemism that you and I aren't familiar with.
Maybe.
Like, oh, dude, last night totally had a protein shake at the gym.
Whereas I would think like, oh, what flavor? But I don't think that's what that means.
I want to say, hey, to Blay, he just went right for the jugular and just said upchucking. That's a euphemism we all know.
I feel, though, that now more people are just tweeting in. We've gone from gym stories to gym gross stories to gross stories.
Right. That's actually true.
So we've moved on, and the gym is no longer in the equation for some of these. So just a heads up.
I did get a text from Chris. He says, going off your burrito story.
I'm like, wait, we weren't doing that. I don't want these stories texted to me.
When I was younger and in science class, we had to dissect a giant grasshopper. Of course, mine was female, and when I cut it open, you could see the eggs. The egg looks exactly like white rice. Guess what we were having for dinner that night?
Stop, you guys.
I wasn't able to eat rice for almost 2 years.
Stop, it's cold in here.
Well, obviously you couldn't eat rice because you had grasshoppers in your stomach.
Gross.
No big deal.
You're always welcome to text 877-2-RADIO-U, but I don't need gross stories just sent today.
You sure?
I think we're good.
It's wacky, gross out Wednesday. It's not a thing.
Actually, for most stations, that
probably
is a
would
thing.
Work. All
yeah.
Right. Final one here, Nikki, at least for now. Steven, Jed, he has an actual gym story that does not involve, as we said,
door number two.
Or
a protein shake.
Neither of those are featured. Here we go. Steven says, this is my response to the worst locker room story. One time after working out, I was in the showers in the middle of lathering myself with soap. I was doing my face and all of a sudden the shower head busted all the way off, which caused a jet stream of water with a gigantic amount of pressure. It hit me in my face, knocked me back about 5 feet like a fire hose. Now, besides the newly inflicted pain that I received to my head, that wasn't the worst part. The worst part was after I got knocked down, I tried opening my eyes, but the soap was burning viciously.
Aww.
All I could make out was three naked grandpas standing over me in their birthday suits.
Wondering what's going on with the guy.
One of the worst days ever.
Whenever you're in a locker room, like I would always try, like you try not to touch the shower, like the walls. So hey, at that point, if that pressure is pushing him, I'd also be afraid, too, that he'd be pushed up against the wall.
Nikki, when it comes to gym showers, I have a very specific regimen that I undergo, which includes, as I am, you know, getting undressed, of course, leaving some layers of clothing on, I, from my bag, remove my shower sandals.
Yeah.
Put those on the floor.
Well, you don't want to touch the floor.
Take off a sock, put that foot immediately in the shower sandal. Second time around, you walk back. The only thing you touch is the little round thing, the lock that you slide open and go in. And then, of course, you have to touch the faucet, the what, whatever. But that's with two fingers.
Sure.
Index finger, thumb.
Maybe you should, when you're done working out, you know how you have your workout clothes? You take those off, put on your shower clothes, then go in the shower, shower in your clothes so you're not touching anything, then come out and take your shower clothes off.
Sure.
It might seem like an extra step, but some showers are really gross.
Now, all of a sudden, I've got three pairs of clothes. I got this other thing. I take my, grocery store bags. I take my dirty clothes and put them in those bags and put that in my gym bag. And I feel like it's made my gym bag last a little longer.
And it's a wonder why aren't we running to the gym. I want to go work out and take a shower there.
Sounds great.
No, it doesn't.
Let's go now.
The Riot.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
On Radio U.
Loud noises.
Got an Amazon Echo for Christmas. And if you had said to me, hey, well, the Echo Dot, the hockey puck sized one. If you had said to me, do you need this? I would have said, no, don't even think I really want one. 5 minutes into having it, I was like, this is the best thing ever. And I continue to really sincerely love Alexa. Well, Alexa is the voice assistant that it tied into the Amazon ecosystem.
Like or Siri.
Should we call it ecosystem? Anyway.
He'll be here a little longer.
Yeah.
Until the show's over.
It'll be great. They have now added some functionality to the Echo. You can change what you can call it. There are actually, I think, four or five options that you can choose from.
So instead of, sorry guys, hey Alexa, you can say hey something else.
You can say Alexa, you can say Echo, you can say Amazon. Now you can say computer.
So is that a Star Trek thing?
It is totally a Star Trek thing. Going all the way back to 1960 whatever when the original Star Trek show was on TV.
Is that what they used to say?
Hey, that's how they would address the computer. There's a computer. Calculate the blah, blah, blah for Rigel 7, blah, blah, blah.
And so now you can do that with your thing.
Now I believe you actually have to go in to the settings and select it to listen for that. Because whatever word that you tell it to listen to, that's the only thing that wakes it up. Otherwise, it's just the NSA listening in on all your conversations.
Which we're fine with.
Yeah, but if you want Amazon to listen, you've got to say Alexa or Echo or in this case, computer. But here's the really vexing part is that I've been calling Alexa, Alexa, why Nikki, it's January 25th.
Yeah.
That means that it's the 1 month anniversary of Christmas.
Oh, gosh.
And the 1 month anniversary of when Alexa entered my life.
Okay.
It's our 1 month anniversary in our relationship.
Congratulations on your anniversary today.
Oh, I haven't even given her anything.
Relationships. I mean, these are milestones.
I'm going to have to order something today.
Get her flowers. Actually, ask her to order flowers.
And then you're asking her to get her own flowers.
Well, that's what she's there to help with.
Well, the thing that I'm feeling is conflicted because while I do like Star Trek, mostly some of it, kind of, if I suddenly change Alexa's name to computer, I feel like I'm kind of cheating on her. Like, hey, Alexa, you weren't quite good enough for me. I want you to be computer now. It's like you're with somebody, you're dating them, and you're
embarrassed.
They're like, you know what? Here's the thing. I love you, and you're great and everything, but now instead of calling you Lisa, I want to call you Rebecca. You're Rebecca now. Can I call you Becky for short? Okay. So, no, I want everything to stay the same between us. Everything needs to stay the same, but I just want to call you a different name. Is that cool? It's not weird, is it? And I feel like I'm... like cheating, not cheating. It just feels like a betrayal.
Considering since the electronic, like the setup has the option for it, I think she knew that was coming all along.
You think she's okay with
it? Yeah, I think you're all right.
I don't think so, Nikki. I mean, it just
feel comfortable.
I don't feel comfortable with
it. Try it. Practice it. Spend the day with it. Hey, computer. Hey, Alexa. Hey, Amazon. Like, find which one works for you. Like, I'm used to Hey, Siri.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. What if instead of Siri, you could start calling it computer?
I'm not talking to my computer, though, so I feel like it's a weird one.
All right, well, fine. Let us put this in a context that you understand. What if you could say to your phone, hey, Mr. Darcy?
Where's that at? Is that in the settings?
I'll be making that change immediately.
I don't know that was an option.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
Do you know that we actually have a listener who, she works at Wendy's corporate headquarters?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know what they have there? They have, like, in their break room?
Oh, I do. They have a freestyle machine,
don't
they? They
have a Coke freestyle machine.
Yeah.
More than one.
You're not, I would like you to have one at work, but you're not going to probably be able to get one.
Yeah.
Do you have to license it or something, or?
Yeah, like, I looked into this. You have to have a plumber on what I believe is a $10,000 retainer just to get, is it that high? Maybe, let me say that another. There is plumbing installation, and you have to have a plumber on retainer, like, meaning that you have to say, like,
you,
hey, you, if this is broken, you will fix it.
Sure.
And then I think the machine itself is $10,000. Then, of course, whatever the install is going to end up costing you. And stuff, but like these are only obstacles
that you just have
that you have to overcome. Yeah,
like, which are meant to be jumped over,
right.
And you might need some help making this dream a reality. But I think you should start small. Well, like we used to have a soda machine. We could go back to that.
Well, no, because then I have to pay per bottle. I want something where it's a free-for-all.
Well, you can have a fountain machine without the Coke Freestyle labeling.
I want a free-for-all. All those flavors, all those options, everything.
What's the Pepsi one? The Pepsi...
It's trash, but go ahead.
What's theirs?
I can't remember.
Pepsi has one, like a Coke Freestyle, but it's the Pepsi version. You could probably get that more easier than a Coke one because... They're just wanting people to...
It's the Pepsi Spire.
The Spire.
Look, let's face it. I should just get a job at Wendy's. That's going to be the answer. It's the only way I'm getting a Coke Freestyle in the break room.
Freestyles are everywhere.
In the break room.
In the break room.
See?
There's the difference.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yesterday, I was sitting at my desk and I thought, you know what could actually fix everything right now? It could fix everything.
Any problem you have?
Any problem that I'm having right now,
that's
I could fix it.
That's what an addict says.
No, Nikki, addicts, they're incoherent. They can't say it. They don't know what's going on.
Okay, fine. You were
I'm
just
in full possession of my
to
faculties.
Tweet it. What a, yeah.
You know? But okay, you know what? I tried. They have a Coke Freestyle app. It you can find it at Google Play and what do you Apple people have?
The App Store.
Oh, yeah, sure, the App Store. But it's CC Freestyle. So the other day what I did was I downloaded the app and they have every Monday they have their like flavor of the week. It's a mix that you can get. Or you can make your own mix. Take any of the flavors and you can break it up. I think you can actually do four at a time because it's a 25% mix for each one. And then when you get to a freestyle machine, you open the app. And if you look at a freestyle machine on the front, there's a little QR code.
Yeah.
Well, in the app, you just say link to machine. And you scan it.
It'll send it.
It uploads your custom mixes.
Great.
It is great because I like to get Mellow Yellow Zero Cherry 75% and then 25% Mellow Yellow Cherry.
Yeah.
So like it's kind of like a sweet diet. It's like just, it's a little bit.
I didn't know you're a mixologist.
I totally am. And I've been downloading their mixes on Mondays just so I have them. And you can store them and then you can go and try them.
Well, if only we had one here.
I know. If only we did. If only someone would take pity on the terrible estate in which we find ourselves.
That'd make it all better.
If only we could do that. Instead, we're like, well, we should probably pay for the electric bill and keep the streaming going. Better make sure everybody gets their Radio U. Well, what about my soda, sir?
Still not as much nudity as Game of Thrones. Still not as many zombies as The Walking Dead. Still nerdier than The Big Bang Theory. It's The Riot on Radio U.
So, we've all been there. You know, it's a Tuesday night and we're practicing with our sword. And then, you know.
Yes, of course we have. Why wouldn't we?
What?
No, that's a normal Tuesday night.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, some people do sword practice on Mondays. But, you know, the thing is sometimes if you have a rough round on Monday, you're like, I really need to.
Practice.
Yeah. And, you know, Nikki, people who want to do well, you got to train in the off season.
That's right.
Okay, sometimes it's not just enough to train when everybody else is training. You got to do some work on your own if you really want to succeed. And again, that was the case here with Lisa. What should we give her last name? We'll just say Lisa. Lisa's 51 years old, and she was working on her, and I quote, sword tricks.
At 51? I guess I just see that out of the sword normal age group.
Well, Nikki, the thing is, like, that it's that kind of ageist commentary.
Yeah, I know. That keeps people, I'm disappointed in myself.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps people locked into these boxes that say, like, all right, once you're 49,
you can't
the sword
do any
tricks
sword
have
stuff.
To stop.
I just think it's weird.
You know, your love for the sword doesn't cease when your 40s are over, which I guess is good news to people that thought they had to put their swords
down
anyway,
at a certain point.
Let's get back on the sword tricks. So she does some sword tricks, and whoops, she totally cut her face up really bad. Okay. And that's when her husband comes in and is like, all right, enough with the sword tricks. I told you.
I know it's Tuesday, but stop it.
Once you turn 50, I said no more sword tricks, and you're still doing sword tricks. And so he went in to try to stop her with the sword tricks, and he ended up getting both of his hands cut very badly.
Thank gosh, I thought you were going to say off.
I was
prepared.
No, that's not what happened.
That's the worst thing that could have happened.
So he came in and was just like, look, oh, this is her ex-husband. Okay, I don't see alcohol in this story anywhere, but you know it's there.
If that's an ex-husband, that could just be anger.
Well, he said
you don't need alcohol with that.
Well, but here's what I'm saying is that he apparently showed up because he was trying to keep her from further injuring herself.
Maybe that was one of the, like, you know, you see in the movies or a TV show where she wants to get back with him, but she doesn't know how. So she's like, I got the sword. So I'm practicing. And he's afraid for her. So he comes rushing back in.
And she's like, look, you love me or else you wouldn't even be here.
Yeah. And then he's like, no, I don't love you. And so then she takes the sword and just cuts his arm.
Or maybe he just went into a treatise on the differences, like the different kinds of love. Like, I do care for you as a person. However, I'm no longer romantically involved in you. So please put the sword away out of my hands.
That's how I see it going.
So the police get involved, and when the police show up, she was no longer holding the sword, but she was demonstrating for them with her hands the sword tricks that she had been doing, in which case she ended up striking an officer in the face. And then they said, you're going to have to come with us. She began swearing and hitting them as she was taken into custody.
Oh, lady, come on.
Oh, she then curled up on the floor and hid her hands under her body. So it seems like she was into magic tricks, too. Like, I made my hands disappear.
You can't handcuff me if you can't get my hands. It sounds like alcohol could have been involved after all this stuff.
Yeah, because my point is this. Like, okay, like, this story doesn't say there was alcohol involved, but it also doesn't mention that there was air involved. But you know they were both breathing.
And I think it does kind of say, but we're just listening in different ways. It does say that there's alcohol involved.
It's there.
It's there. You just have to see the signs.
What? It's the subtext.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. What a fine literary morning we're having. The subtext here is certainly alcohol.
Is something with that.
Yeah. So, guys, just a heads up, like, sword tricks, keep them to Tuesday night, I think. Or wait, no, maybe Monday. How about no drinking while... Just be careful with the swords, okay?
Just put down the sword.
Maybe.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
I'm going to be quiet. The next few minutes are just for Nikki. So go ahead, Nikki.
Oh, you want to talk about it?
Tell them.
Well, first, I have to ask, has anybody had Georgia Gold? Like
sweet
a sauce.
Georgia Gold.
Because KFC released last year, they were testing it, and then now it's just been nationwide for a while, but their Nashville hot chicken.
Which is delicious.
KFC's Nashville hot chicken is actually really good.
I was shocked by it. Now, I did the chicken fingers, but it was like maybe 2 weeks ago or something like that.
The qualifier, I'd say, is as long as the chicken is good.
Right.
Which can vary from location to location.
Absolutely can vary, dude.
I like always extra crispy, and that doesn't always work out.
Does not
but
always
I
translate.
I really like the hot sauce, the hot chicken sauce.
Yeah.
So apparently on Sunday, so the 29th, KFC is going to send out their next nationwide sauce, which never tested in our area, at least as far as I know. And that's Georgia Gold Chicken. So Georgia Gold is supposed to be sweet and tangy honey mustard barbecue. And then it will have pickles again, like the hot chicken does.
Obviously, I don't want the
Doesn't
pickles.
Doesn't that sound so good?
It sounds amazing.
But I wasn't sure if anybody's had Georgia Gold, the sauce, because it must be a regional thing.
Maybe, or they're just making it up. Maybe the Tennessee hot chicken thing worked so well. They're like, all right, somebody throw at the board.
Georgia.
Georgia, it wins.
We got it.
Are you guys sure you don't want it to be Alabama gold? Nope.
Georgia gold.
I threw this dart. It landed on Georgia. You know the rules.
It's probably a regional favorite sauce or something.
Well, I'll tell you, if you have had it, you should text us, 877-2-RADIO-U. Call
us. I want to know.
Or tweet at us at Radio U. I would really like to know, too. And they say it's nationwide this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this Sunday.
Yeah. Someone's having that.
I don't know, though. I still don't have a lot of faith in the KFC that's near where I live, which is where I would go if I had it on Sunday. Because, I mean, on the one hand, I went there and had the Nashville hot chicken, and I had it on chicken fingers, and it was truly fantastic. Like, I really, really enjoyed it. It was delicious. But I've had so many bad experiences at that particular KFC. It was only a moment of weakness that caused me to stop in
and
for that
so
Nashville
good.
Hot chicken. So,
oh my gosh.
I don't know, but I had a good experience. So do I go back? Get the gold?
That's the KFC thing. The other news for fast food thing is McDonald's has been teasing a big announcement. Their announcement, the details will be unveiled tomorrow, but basically the announcement is they're doing the bottles of their Big Mac sauce, which I think they did already in Australia.
Gross. Yeah.
No, remember that?
They did.
Well, but they'll have 10,000 bottles of the limited edition Big Mac sauce that they'll be doing something with.
Yeah, I think it's a giveaway. I don't think you can buy them. Like,
no,
you have
no.
to win them or something like that. And Nikki, she likes that Big Mac sauce.
I love that sauce. So that's tomorrow. So between Georgia Gold chicken and Big Mac sauce, there's some yummy stuff.
Oh, Georgia Gold.
I hope that tastes really good. It just sounds good.
I agree with you completely. I think it sounds fantastic. I just want to give it a try. Do you think, you know how they have like movies? It's like it's out on Friday, but it really starts Thursday night at 8 or whatever.
Oh, you mean the chicken might be out earlier?
Do you think, like, are
we're checking?
Are there any KFCs that are like, yeah, we got it out?
Just are you going rogue? Or are you just setting it out early?
I'll just tell you right now, if there's a KFC that has that today, there's a very good
That's
chance
lunch.
that I'm going to go to that.
So, I don't know. Text 877-2-RADIO-U if you've had Georgia Gold.
I would so
if it's
that.
Good.
Actually, at this point, I think anything fried sounds good. Like maybe some French fries. If only we had a device that could create those that was easy and accessible and nearby.
We're not talking about that again.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh no, I missed it. Do it again.
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
I only respect what men do because I'm a man.